Even until today, Ratzeburg City Church St. Petri plays a pivotal role in the relationship between the Duchy of Lauenburg and the Kingdom of Denmark, a relationship marked by change. In 1693, Danish troops demolished the island city Ratzeburg almost completely. During the conflict with Guelph Duke George Wilhelm of Braunschweig-Lüneburg, the Danish attacked the city with a disastrous bombardment. The church was heavily damaged by cannonballs, making reconstruction necessary. Due to decisions made by the Congress of Vienna in 1816, the Duchy of Lauenburg became attached to Denmark in the form of a personal union. In addition to the duchies of Schleswig and Holstein, it represented the so-called Third Elbe Duchy. 1 year later, Danish King Frederick VI traveled to Ratzeburg to get to know the newly acquired duchy. He was greeted by the citizens with great joy. During this trip, he gifted the Petri Church a valuable red altar paramount, which showed the royal signum. In addition, he gifted a small paramount for the pulpit.
Thank you.
Due to the decades-long use, the altar hangings had suffered a lot. Therefore, the precious hangings were lavishly restored, thanks to the intervention of Ratzeburg's Danish twin city, Ribe. On the 2nd October 2016, exactly 200 years after the beginning of Danish reign, the restored altar paramount was used for the first time during worship services. The smaller pulpit hangings that King Frederick VI donated became lost over the years. Therefore, Danish Queen Margrethe II gifted a new paramount to the Petri Church in 2018. With this present, she wanted to commemorate the close historical connection between Denmark and the Duchy of Lauenburg. The art-loving queen had designed the paramount herself and provided it with the design of a colorful rooster. Then and now, the rooster calls Christians to faithfulness and truthfulness. It refers to a fateful turning point in St. Peter's life, who is the namesake of the church. The meaning behind this turning point can be found in the Gospel according to Matthew. The evening before his arrest, Jesus predicted the following to his disciple Peter at the foot of the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And indeed, after Jesus' arrest, Peter denied him 3 times out of fear of his own arrest. When the rooster crowed the next morning, Peter immediately remembered the prophecy and regretted his actions deeply. Therefore, the colored glass windows of the Petri Church display central events from St. Peter's life. Contrary to Schleswig-Holstein, the Duchy of Lauenburg didn't see the so-called Danish time from 1816 until 1865 as a period of oppression. For example, the dike named Kingsdijk, in German Königsdamm, which connects the city island to the East Bank, was built by Denmark. The road construction from Schwarzenberg through Ratzeburg to Turo in the federal state of Mecklenburg was organized by the Danish too. And in 1845, Danish King Christian VIII used mostly Danish state funds to finance the necessary reconstruction of Lauenburg's grammar school. After the War of Prussia and Austria against Denmark in 1864, the Duchy of Lauenburg was passed to Prussia in the form of a personal union. This makes the 26th of September 1865 a notable day in the history of the Duchy of Lauenburg. On that day, Prussian King William, who later became German Emperor William I, came to Ratzeburg to receive the oath of allegiance from the Duchy State Parliament representatives in the Petri Church. In memory of this event, a large memorial for Emperor William I was erected in Ratzeburg's marketplace in 1890. During the Second World War, however, this memorial was melted down for armament purposes.